Tell me, I'm curious about this survey here, the survey that CGA did, or excuse me, AGC did. Tell me about this. Can you tell me, because you guys did a survey, right?
Yeah. So we are the largest and oldest construction association in the country. And part of what we take pride in is being able to have good metrics on our industry. And those metrics help kind of guide the work that we do at AGC in helping support our contractors. And one of the best ways that we garner information is our workforce survey. And it's really an opportunity for us to check in and get a finger on the pulse of what our member contractors are experiencing with regard to workforce. And it helps us with development of programs, but it also really just helps us understand the challenges that our industry is facing with regard to workforce.
What types of problems are construction firms facing these days as a result from resulting from your survey? What are they looking at?
Well, one of the things that the survey found is that 85% of our construction firms that participated in the survey have open positions that they're trying to fill. And of those 85%, 88% of them say that their biggest struggle is finding craft workers. And that's been a focus of AGC for a number of years is the idea of workforce development and getting folks to consider a career in the trades and all of the distinct advantages to working in construction.
Is this a nationwide problem? Is the problem spread nationwide, or is there one region of the nation that's having more problems than another?
It's absolutely a nationwide issue. If you think about it, our school system and even society tells young folks, hey, you've got to go off to college and get a job, and we're promoting jobs in tech and jobs that, are comfortable, like from the comfort of your own home kind of opportunities. And that's great. And that may be a good fit for a lot of individuals. But, there's a lot of different human beings out there that have different interests and different skills and abilities. And we should be promoting careers in trades and skilled trades because it allows individuals to, produce something at the end of the day, build something. And one of my points of pride in working in construction is being able to drive around my community and point out to my kids the projects that I've been associated with in my years in the industry. So there's a need for us to shift the narrative about career choices, career pathways, and open up opportunities for all different types of thinkers and doers to have a good career.
Not everyone is a college person. Not everyone is geared for college and classroom learning. And once they can, if they can get out of that and get into something that not only will be rewarding for them, but rewarding for society in general. I mean, that would be a good thing. So it's a nice college is not the only answer here. And when you look at the pay that you can get in the construction field, it not only do you have good pay, but you also have no student debt. So that's
correct.
And
excellent benefits and. To your point, we need all kinds of people, right? We need all kinds of people to be doing different types of work and we need to have all kinds of opportunities for all the different kinds of people out there. And so construction's working really hard on making an inclusive environment to say, hey, if you're interested in construction, then we're excited to have you. If you're interested in building your community, we've got a place for you and we've got a career for you and you've got a future here. It's not just do this for a little bit until you find something better, but you can literally build your future and spend an entire career working in our industry. And we've got space for you. We are happy to roll out the red carpet, and we want to share that experience with those that are interested in our industry.
Mandy, how did Mandy Keim get into the construction industry?
Quite by accident. I'm from Central Washington and graduated at a time where our economy wasn't all that outrageously great. I have a safety and health management degree as well as a foreign language emphasis in Spanish degree. Really thought I'd go into agriculture. My family's into farming. And it just wasn't a good time in the economy for that. And I saw an opportunity in construction. My dad, my grandfather had all worked in construction. So I gave it a whirl, and that was 23 years ago. And I've not looked back because I absolutely adore the people in our industry, what they do, what they stand for, how they look out for one another. So I landed here by accident, but I am never going anywhere. I absolutely adore our industry.
You say Central Washington. Where in Central Washington were you from?
East Wenatchee. Well, Palisades. I went to Palisades Elementary, but East Wenatchee, graduate of Eastmont High School.
I am about right now about 5 blocks away from Eastmont High School.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I live in East Wenatchee, so and I'm here right now. So let's talk about the diversity. How diverse is the construction industry? Does it need to be more diverse?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're coming off of Construction Inclusion Week, which happened last week, October 16th through the 20th. And that's important. It's really important to promote Construction Inclusion Week, but the reality is these awareness weeks and things are just a snapshot. But what we really need to be doing as an industry is making it Inclusion Week every week. You know, sprinkling it in, you know, a steady, consistent drip of the faucet instead of a fire hose for 1 week. We need to focus on creating cultures on our job sites, in our workplaces that are supportive. Again, like I said earlier, you know, if someone's interested in construction as a viable career option, let's roll out the red carpet. Let's remind them that we're happy to have them. And not only happy to have them, but we're going to make sure that our environment and our worksite culture and all of those things are really supportive of a diversity of thought, a diversity of experience, diversity of background, because, you know, it doesn't matter the color of your skin, your gender, what clothing you wear, any of those things, every person has unique life experiences and input and the ability to help us innovate, the ability to help us problem solve, the ability to help us do better at the process of building, whether we're building a building or, you know, a roadway or infrastructure. You know, we need a lot of different minds and a lot of different experience because it is a challenging process. And that diversity of thought and diversity of background is helping us do better. And I think the construction industry has done a phenomenal job over the last handful of years, really embracing the idea of inclusion and psychologically safe workplaces. But there's always room for improvement. There's always room mm-hmm. to do better. And frankly, the better we do, the easier it will be for us to recruit people into this industry. We definitely need more women in the industry, but I will say in my 20 plus years in the industry, I've seen a remarkable growth in the number of women in our industry, and not just women in our industry, but women in positions of leadership in our industry. And the same can be said for people of color. The same can be said for a lot of different groups that historically may have been underrepresented in our industry. We are seeing a lot of growth in this area. But again, there's always room for improvement. And that's kind of the idea behind AGC of America's Culture of Care program is really helping employers to innovate in this area and create resources, provide free resources for employers to enhance the worksite culture, and also, you know, a big impetus behind Construction Inclusion Week is to just shine a light on how much better we are with all of us here.
we've been talking about the construction industry needing people, but they also need people who are skilled. And that's also a problem because, you know, it says here that a few of the job candidates have the basic skills needed to work in the construction industry. And that goes to training prior to application, right?
Yes, yes. And that's why, you know, AGC has worked consistently over the years on workforce development. And the way that we do that is by inserting ourselves in schools and, you know, getting out there to the young folks and promoting construction careers, but also advocating to get shop classes and all of these classes back into our school system so that our young folks can develop some of those skills and develop interest in a career in that pathway. And then we can funnel that towards pre-apprenticeship programs and apprenticeship programs and, you know, even there are a lot of college track career options in construction. And so if we can reintroduce those skill sets back into the classroom in our, you know, high school and junior high years and really pique that interest, then we can help funnel these students into pathways to develop those skills so that when they roll out to the jobs, they're ready to go. And ready to go is bigger than just having the skills and the interest. It's also about them being ready to understand the hazards of the work that we do and take their own personal safety seriously and know how to be an inclusive partner on the job and support psychological safety on the job. So there's a lot of skills that are needed to work in our industry, but I think that there's options for us to help folks become skilled enough to come to work in our industry.
There we go. I'm coming up on time here. The survey is available online. Where do people go to find out more about the construction industry and getting into it?
Yeah, we would love to have folks visit our website, agc.org. You can also learn more about the Culture of Care program by visiting buildculture.org. And if you're interested in Construction Inclusion Week for next year, it's constructioninclusionweek.org. So we'd love to have people check us out.
There we are. Mandy Keim, Director of Safety of Associated General Contractors of Washington. When do you get back to East Wenatchee?
My sister's coming over from Wenatchee this weekend, and then I'll be headed over for Thanksgiving.
Ah, there you go. Well, maybe we'll run into each other. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Mandy, good talking to you. Best to you in Seattle, and I'm a Seattle boy myself. So anyway, nice to have you on board. Thanks for stopping by here.
Thank you. Have a remarkable weekend.